Basically, we had a court order with, we got an 86-acre farm that we had a court order division done for four family members. And one of the buildings sits, you know, 14 feet instead of 15 feet from the line from an existing, or my brother, an owner, one of the other owners. And there are, everybody's here tonight, all the owners are here. But asking for a 1-foot variance.
Understand. Questions?
So the other, what was, the, what was
the
that?
The building has been on the property, I think, since about 1958, according to county records. We included a front yard just to clear up the property.
Okay, that's what was.
They were asking for the side yard because they're creating that line. The front yard line has always been.
So there is no front yard variance?
I guess I would leave that up to you and Mr. Short.
Oh.
So the, our practice at the county has been, when a structure is a non-conforming structure, it's permitted to, you know, predates our zoning code, it's allowed to remain in its location. However, when a property lot lines change, if that structure is now, it either is non-compliant because of that lot line change, or we're changing the lot lines just in general, we want to make sure that we're bringing it into compliance, and the way to do that is through variance. In this case, it still needs a variance from the front yard because we're effectively creating a new lot. The other one is it has to be from the side yard because there's a new lot line coming in there, which, based upon my review of the court order, that what happens, there's a process with real property called a partition, which is where folks can say, I don't want to own property with you anymore, I want to equitably divide it, and the court will appoint commissioners to basically draw lines as to where is an equitable way to divide the property. Court entered an order to that effect, and I presume that this minor subdivision plan that was included in the record is consistent with that order, appears to create four different lots of approximately the same acreage, although the shapes are different, and that's not uncommon. Those commissioners in the court will often try to come up with the fairest way to divide the property, but they do that irrespective of whatever zoning is. They don't necessarily take that into consideration. It's not often, but we do occasionally get these things come to us where there's been a existing structure, or in some cases where maybe the court has created a lot that's too small or not got enough road frontage, that sort of thing. So it does happen from time to time, and that appears to be the case here.
I Mr. think Sharp. They were trying to allow everybody to have the same amount of road frontage.
I understand.
Do we know, is the court order final now?
I believe it was, because it was from Magistrate Griffin, and she's been retired from the bench other than pitching relief for over a year now. So if my recollection was, it was from 2022, I can tell you. Yeah, it was November of 2022. I did not check the docket to see if there were exceptions taken to that, or if there's been any appeal. Perhaps Mr. Green could let us know if that's final.
Oh, it's final.
There you go.
What is the equipment shed currently being used for?
It's got equipment and hay, basically. It's farm use.
Okay. And do you know, it looks like it's maybe a foot at most off of the front property line. Is that correct?
No, it's probably 4 to 5 feet.
Off the property line? Or off,
off the road?
Well, no, I'm asking off the property line. The property line is not necessarily the same as the edge of pavement. I'm just looking at your survey. It looks really close, but it doesn't actually say how close.
You can come forward and be sworn in.
Hello.
And Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
You state your name and address for the record, please.
Louis Green. 10709 Forest Lane, Greenwood, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
I would be next to this property, and the actual line is about a foot. We're seeking about a foot. It's 14 feet from the shed. The picture over here, if you had it.
Yeah, I believe we're looking for a variance of 1.1 feet from the side yard, and I presume that's the side that you have.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and I think the question Mr. Werfel was raising, because the survey does not quite show it, is how far that shed is from the front property line. Not necessarily the edge of paving of the road, because there's many times where there's a gap between where the road bed is and where the front property line is. I believe, I'll call it Mr. J. Green, right? Did I get that right? You had testified that there's about 4 to 5 feet from the road bed, but we didn't know if there was, how far that was from the property line itself.
Yeah, I don't know where they're determining the property line. You're talking coming out to Greenhurst Farm Road? Is that
correct.
Is that what you're talking
correct.
About? So, you know, there's there's posts there, power lines, that are right next to the shed. There's one right on the corner of that shed towards the main house there. Big post, and then whatever that frontage, whatever that footage is from there to the road, the county, they come through and mow it. So it's, I think it's more like 8 feet because they mow it. 4 to 8, that's, we didn't measure that.
About 8 feet to the road from the shed itself.
I think so. Maybe, like they say in development, more or less. Yeah, could be more, could be a little less.
Yeah, the road beds and the gravel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thereabouts.
Yeah. It's been that we've farmed there a lot of times. We've, I mean, I've lived there. I've been the one farming it. And now that we've lost our parents, we've gone ahead and divided this, tried to be fair about it. And I just thought, me personally, was instead of having to tear that shed down, it's a nice old shed with a lot of room in it, and you can put hay in it, which we've been doing, and equipment. And instead of having to tear that thing down, maybe y'all would grant us a variant for it. And if you go with what Jay, go with his 21.
Have there been any complaints about the location of the shed that you're aware of from anyone? And I take it there's no effect on the visibility on the road, being it's been there for so long that you're aware of?
No.
And in looking at the parcel itself, it looks like the rear of the parcel is bisected from the front of the parcel by a tax ditch. Is that true? That kind of pushes the development of the property towards the front.
It's only a 3 or 4 acre field, that whole field that runs down to the Nanticoke River ditch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little further, it's not.
And it's dry most of the time. Yeah. Basically, if you get 5 inch rain, you get.
It was full last summer.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
wasn't full, but it had some.
Yeah.
I think in your colored pictures, and if you look at it, we've actually cleaned up the property quite a bit.
Yeah.
And the main chicken house has been taken down, and there's a what we call the old seed room shed has been removed to sort of give it a better appearance and a better look.
I don't think your pictures show it, but I've been by there many times, and that shed's right up on top of that power line.
Yes.
I've seen that.
This, the post that I'm referring to is. Yeah. That barn in the back has been removed.
Yeah, that's the second shed is gone.
Yeah.
Poultry house is gone now.
Right.
Basically, the commissioners, the lines ran through those two buildings, right through.
When do you think that shed was probably built?
Oh, I was going to say that I think it's at least 50.
Yeah, there's two silos. There's two old metal silos that have been roofed. There's a roof been put over it. And in that concrete work says 1958, but I'm not sure about the pole shed itself. I would say around the same time.
Gotcha.
Probably give or take more or less again, you know.
Anything else? Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Thank you.
Have a seat.
Thanks for hearing us.
He's asking you guys for a foot.
We can get it.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Any other questions from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12904 for Mr. Jay Green Sr. and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12904 for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The property does have unique physical conditions. The buildings were there before the current laws. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity. Exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
And aye, too. So with a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.